AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Congress votes tomorrow to certify President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory over President Trump. Hundreds of Trump supporters rallied in Washington, D.C. One of those addressing the crowd, former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who called for the formation of a new political party.
We are the ones that decided. We are the ones that will decide. Our path forward, America's future forward, it may not be a Republican Party. It may not be a Democratic Party. It will be the People's Party.
Trump continues to rail against the election, claiming fraud and it was stolen, allegations that have been flatly rejected by the courts and his own administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci, country's top infectious disease expert, says the next 10 days or so could set the pace for the coronavirus vaccination effort.
If we look at what happens in the next week to a week and a half, towards mid-January, I hope we regain the momentum.
Fauci now says it could be early October before a vast majority of the people have been immunized. Prosecutors in Kenosha, Wisconsin decide not to charge a white police officer in the wounding of a black man, Jacob Blake, last summer.
Blake was shot 7 times last summer and was left paralyzed. It set off violent protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. District Attorney Michael Gravely says officers responded to a woman who had reported her boyfriend was not supposed to be around.
There are many commands disobeyed.
Gravely says officers, including Rustin Shesky, tased Blake. He also says Blake was armed.
Officer Shesky says, I continued to fire until Jacob Blake dropped the knife.
The head of the local chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says not charging the officer continues the cycle of enabling police violence and evading accountability when they seriously injure or harm a black person. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A federal judge refuses to block oil and gas lease sales in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Oil and gas drilling were pushed by the Trump administration and GOP lawmakers in a region valued by conservation groups for its natural beauty and by some indigenous people as sacred land. Opponents argued an imminent lease sale this week was based on inadequate or outdated environmental reviews. They were seeking a delay, but the judge, Sharon Gleason, ruled they hadn't proved a level of harm needed to grant an injunction, and the lease sales could go forward. President-elect Joe Biden, in the past, has opposed drilling in the wildlife refuge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda back home after being hospitalized in Southern California for nearly 2 months. The 93-year-old former Dodgers manager went through rehab for heart problems during his stay that began in early November. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.